Hello, welcome to the King's Manor. I am your host, Taryn Lynette, and I am so glad that you have decided to tune in with me today. So, you guys, this is the end of season two. Oh my God, it has been a season, and I have literally been pouring my life out in these podcast as I'm experiencing it. So as I'm sharing it to encourage you, I'm encouraging myself in the Lord because I am living. I'm in the process of transition and, you know, crossing over to the promised land. And it's been rough. It's been challenging my faith. It's been making me grow in areas. And I just want, you know, to encourage you guys today that if you are on a journey and you find yourself in a place where it is hard to continue to push, it is hard to continue to believe, it is hard to keep the faith, know that God is still with you. Know that He understands. Know that if you ask for His strength, that He will give it to you. I am a living witness. Because over the last couple of weeks, I have had to ask God to give me more strength because I didn't think I was going to make it. And today was one of those days. And so even as I sit here now and I am speaking with you, I am refreshed. I am encouraged. I am strengthened. And it is not in my own strength. The word says that when I am weak, He will show Himself to be strong. And I am living in that moment right now that God is showing Himself to be strong. He's given me the ability to stand and believe the impossible. He's giving me the ability to just even sit here and record today's podcast. Because if I'm honest, I did not feel like it. I don't even feel like talking, but I realize that it is when I am in this place that God can move in the most powerful way because of a selfless act. Me being able to record in this moment is selfless because I am choosing to push aside what I have going on to be a conduit of hope to those that will tune in today. And I don't know what you guys are going through, right? I don't know if it's financially. I don't know if it's relationally. I don't know if you're just at a point where you're like, God, if you don't move, I'm going to become sick. Because the word says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so sometimes when we experience such a delay, such a, you know, toiling in a sense, you grow weary. You know, you want to keep the faith, but you grow weary. And so let this final episode be the encouragement that you need, the push that you need to continue on to the end of the race. Get to the finish line. Like when you take inventory of what you have had to endure thus far, what you've had to take on, the afflictions, the breaking away, the separation, the heartache, the tears, the pain. When you look at how much you have had to suffer and endure up until this point, going back or giving up should not be an option. Because it's one of those things where it's like, I've paid the price. I've done the work. I've laid the foundation. And yes, I'm at a difficult point, but going back and giving up is not an option. Like I did not go through all of that just to give up. Like, no, I cannot. And we have to be that resilient. We have to be adamant about reaching the promises of God or accessing the promises of God, because the closer we get, the more intense the warfare we're going to encounter. And don't shrink back. Don't shrink back from the warfare. Continue to push. Continue to confess the word. I said on the last episode, at this point, all I could do is go into the book of Psalms and read aloud. And that's what's been keeping me encouraged. Not that I've been, you know, praying these profound prayers and I've been declaring and decreeing, you know, things that the Holy Spirit, no. Not saying that that doesn't work, but the season that I am in, I can't do nothing but put God's word before him, because God will honor his word. His word tells us that he is not a man that he should lie, and neither is he the son of the man that he should have to repent. God is not a liar, and God he's obligated to his word. So I'm not going to fill the atmosphere with my words. I want to fill my atmosphere with God's word, because it's power in his word. It's life in his word. It's so much that I need that is in his word. It's hope in his word. His word is sustaining me. His word is keeping me. His word is giving me the courage and the hope to keep going. And so I want to admonish you, like, if you're at your breaking point and you don't know even know what to pray, begin to open up the book of Psalms and just begin to read aloud. You can put music in the background or not, but open up his word. Go to the book of Psalms and just begin to read it aloud. And I promise you, there is a peace that will come over you that can only be experienced by getting in the presence of the Lord. Yes, yes, it's a push. It's a push to get into the presence of the Lord. It is, because of the resistance that we are experiencing. But I promise you, if you push past the resistance, oh my God, oh my God, that's all you're going to be able to say. Like, it's oh my God. Like, if I had have known this is what was waiting for me on the other side, I would have pushed a little harder sooner. And I just declare and decree that that will be our testimony. That is going to be our testimony of the year. So I hope you guys are encouraged to keep going. I pray that God will give you strength. I pray that he will uphold you in your time of need. I pray that he will give you the supernatural strength to be able to push through whatever demonic wall that have been placed through spoken word curses, through bloodline curses, through just demonic entities that don't want you to break through. Because if you break through, the enemy knows that you are going to break your entire family through. And so he doesn't want you to get through to the other side. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that through the power, strength, and might that can only come through you, God, that we will break through every wall, every barrier, Lord God, that is a hindrance, Lord God, for our crossing over to the promise, oh God. Every barrier, let it be broken now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, that you would allow us to even get a glimpse of what's on the other side, that we may be strengthened, Lord God. In this final hour, we are in our final hour. We are in our final push to the promises of God. And the enemy has turned up the pressure so that we will forfeit the blessing. We will not forfeit the blessing. We will go after everything that God has assigned to us, has ordained, and has declared is ours in this season. We will not collapse. We will not fall. We will not turn back. But we will fix our eyes, oh God, on you. And we will continue to push forward and pursue and recover all that belongs to us in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for renewing our strength. I thank you, God, for those that you have called to pray for us in this hour. I thank you for the ones that are praying that we know about and the ones that we don't. I thank you for every prayer that have been released on our behalf, oh God, that we will finish the race, that we will not give up on the promise, that we won't forfeit it, God. But God, we will access it before this year is out in the name of Jesus. God, I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor and I give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank you all for sticking with me for season 2. As before, there's going to be a small break before season 3, but please share the King's Manna with your family and your friends, and just watch God do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we have asked and prayed for and declared in season 1 and season 2. I believe God that he is well able to do it. Thank you all again for tuning in. Be safe. Stay prayed up. Be encouraged. And I'll see you all next season.